Dan, you say you were fooled into going to a chiropractor.
That's right, Deirdre. My daughter fooled me. She asked me to drive her out to a chiropractor one day.
Yeah.
I know she was attending herself.
Yeah.
And I went out, and when I went out, the chiropractor was speaking to me. I had been suffering for months. I had a very bad injury years ago.
Yeah.
My back is slaughtered, and I couldn't go to, for the last couple of weeks, I couldn't sleep at night. I dreaded thoughts of going to bed.
Oh.
I'd be sitting on the chair watching the telly 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Because on my, they bought me new mattresses and everything, but I couldn't. I can't name the man, can I know?
No, don't, well, please, no, just in case.
Know. So my daughter, he's in Douglas, brought me out to, and he spoke to me, and we had an X-ray, and I've had I'm up having 7 sessions. Actually, I was due to a half past 3, but I'm going away. He brought me forward to 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm a new man.
Oh, really?
I can sleep. I'm 78 years of age. I was always very active up to this. I can sleep. I'm sleeping perfect at night.
Yeah.
I can get up off the chair now, and I'm walking around, and I'm a new man.
Wow. Okay, well, in that case, you can name him, because it was your daughter that fooled you, not the chiropractor.
No. I tell you a bit true. I didn't believe in those people. I told him up to his face. I said, I was calling them quacks.
Yeah.
No, but I tell you, I couldn't praise that man enough.
Go away. And who is it?
It's Dr. Michael Clifford. He's in the Haven in Douglas.
Oh, that's the same one as Kate, who was on earlier.
I listen to your programme every morning, and I just heard that lady, and I had to add to it. No, I never. This is my first time ever ringing any television or any radio station or anything. But I had to, because I praise that man. I'm a new man. That's as simple as that. I'm here now. I'm like a 2-year-old. I'm rearing to go.